We are announcing today that we are laying off 219 positions in city government. These are all positions that are funded from the general fund, which is supported by property taxes. Of the 219, 99 are vacant. As you know, we instituted a hiring freeze in April, and so that has helped with the situation. 120, though, are not vacant. They are filled, and those employees have all been notified today of our layoffs and that those positions will be eliminated. All employees will be given 90 days.
The $14 million of cuts made by eliminating these 352 positions goes partway to the more than $20 million that the city needs to cut in order to comply with the Florida legislature's mandated rollback. Iorio also announced that 17 mostly vacant positions would be eliminated from positions that fall outside of the general fund, saving the city another nearly $800,000. Iorio said that she does not expect an additional round of layoffs this year, but some positions might be eliminated next year, especially if voters approve the so-called super homestead exemption in January. One prominent city employee laid off was Paul Wilborn, Tampa's creative industries manager. His salary and benefits were nearly $129,000 per year. Iorio said that Tampa's cuts to the arts would not be as drastic as the nearly complete cuts to the arts that were announced by the city of St. Petersburg last week, but the complete city budget will not be released until August. Iorio said that restructuring is a long-term issue for the city.
Fundamentally, however, I think that the city of Tampa does have to shrink in size in order to meet the challenges ahead. The property tax reform has changed the way we will receive revenues, not just for this year, but in the future years. And we are going to have to refocus city government, focus on essential services, decrease services that serve fewer people, a smaller customer base over time, continue even into next year looking at vacancies, and if those vacancies occur in areas that we don't believe we have to fill, then we're going to continue to cut city government through attrition and vacancies. That will continue.
Tampa Police Chief Stephen Hogue said that the mayor asked him to cut $3 million from the police department budget. The administrative division was eliminated, but no police officers would be laid off, according to Chief Hogue.
Our $3 million target budget resulted in eliminating 13 sworn police officer positions, all administrative. The individuals that happen to be in those positions that we're eliminating will be moved to patrol, where we have vacancies, so we actually will not lay off any police officers, and also 34 non-sworn positions.
Tampa Fire Rescue Chief Dennis Jones said the fire department cut 14 administrative positions, saving the city $900,000.
Our administrative support personnel, maintenance and such as that, have been drastically reduced. Our cuts, which were to be 2.7, are now right at $1 million. And the positions that were cut that were uniform positions have been returned to the field. There were four positions that were reduced that were sworn uniform personnel. They have been returned to the field. There were absolutely no cuts in the emergency response personnel operations on a day-to-day basis. There will be no impact on the emergency response to the citizens of Tampa.
In April, Mayor Iorio received a raise in salary from $135,000 to $150,000. She said that she did not consider reducing the salary of any city employee, including herself. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.